This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have our regular feature, Listening With. This time we're listening with Susie Alphens, a narrator, bus driver from Glacier View, Alaska. We'll have reviews in Personal Growth, including a review of The Emotional Life of the Toddler, written by Alicia F. Lieberman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. We also have Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear, this time addressing what it feels like to be a parent. Let's get right to it. Listening With. Susie Alphens, narrator, Glacier View, Alaska. Susie Alphens started listening to audiobooks while driving a school bus along the wintry, mountainous roads of Alaska. It's a long run, 50 miles out there and back, and other drivers were saying how they were enjoying listening to stories. So I started listening, and I was just as enraptured by this form of entertainment that would allow me to drive safely and actually keep me more alert. The more I listened, the more I could sense that these narrators were having an awful lot of fun. This led Susie to wonder whether she could do that. She started by volunteering for Learning Ally, where she was told that she was one of their top narrators and that her voice was wooing reluctant readers. It was the biggest compliment to have that kind of response. She transitioned into working as a professional narrator, and while Susie drives the bus just once a week now, she still finds time to listen. I enjoy being part of the community as a driver. In a way, narrating is a community service, too. Jennifer M. Dowell conducted that interview listening with Susie Alphens, narrator from Glacier View, Alaska. Okay, we turn our attention now to our reviews, and our reviews this time starting in Personal Growth, and our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first earphones winner today is The Emotional Life of the Toddler. It's written by Alicia F. Lieberman, and it's an earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. Narrator Cassandra Campbell's vocal confidence works well in conveying the gentle wisdom that pervades this overview of raising children from age 1 to 3. With her elegant diction and wide phrasing range, her reading softens the author's observations and insights, making the material continue to sound personal, hour after hour. Much of the author's previous writing has been about attachment and independence, how children's connections with their parents promote the security needed to be effective at work and in their relationships later in life. Her insights show remarkable empathy and a satisfying grasp of how young children move from instinct to identity. Helped by Campbell's comfort with these matters, this is a learning audio that informs without judgment and without losing sight of the joys to be had during these years. Thomas Walken wrote that review of The Emotional Life of the Toddler. It's written by Alicia F. Lieberman, an earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next in Personal Growth, we have The Secret Lives of Introverts. It's written by Jen Ganneman, read by Susie Bernice. This insightful book offers introverts, and those who love them, key insights into the nuanced variety of human interactions. Narrator Susie Bernice offers observations in a smoothly quiet, curiously reflective, and soothing voice that won't send any introverts running for the door as she delivers a provocative series of perceptions that will click with listeners' common sense. We learn how and why introverts like and avoid certain social settings, and how they can best navigate work and social life while gaining key insights into a celebration of all that introverts have to offer. Bernice beautifully guides listeners toward the understanding introverts and the often hidden ways they occupy and contribute to the world around them. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of the Secret Lives of Introverts. It's by Jen Ganneman, read by Susie Bernice, available from Dreamscape for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather, a Scandinavian mom's secrets for raising healthy, resilient, and confident kids. It's written by Linda Akeson McGurk, read by Ann Richardson. There is no such thing as bad weather, the author reminds listeners, only bad clothing. Narrator Ann Richardson strikes a pleasantly informative tone as she conveys Linda McGurk's insights. McGurk, raised in Sweden with an open-air life and an appreciation for the outdoor world, finds herself at odds with American culture when she tries to rear her own two daughters with a no-bad-weather approach in Indiana. Offering an attractive balance of personal anecdotes and careful, sometimes sobering research, McGurk's work is eye-opening, compelling, and full of useful suggestions. Richardson's gently persuasive manner, imbued with touches of light humor, makes for an engrossing listen that will have parents getting their kids outside to experience and appreciate the natural world. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather, a Scandinavian mom's secrets for raising healthy, resilient, and confident kids. It's written by Linda Akerson McGurk, and it's read by Ann Richardson, available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Off the Charts, The Hidden Lives and Lessons of American Child Prodigies. It's written by Ann Hulbert, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Kirsten Potter. This engaging book about the lives of 15 gifted boys and girls is served well by Kirsten Potter's captivating performance. Speaking clearly in a tone that fits these narratives, she modulates the drama in her voice with taste and sensitive timing. The prodigies that Hulbert profiles are both well-known and obscure, and they're all interesting. With her gift for narrative propelling these stories, she chronicles how these children's extraordinary talent complicated their relationships with parents and other authority figures and provoked controversy about how society should relate to them. Their exceptionality changed almost everything about their lives and made normal character development and even career successes challenging. With insights highly relevant to the challenges of raising any child, this is a must-hear for those who have young people in their care. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Off the Charts, The Hidden Lives and Lessons of American Child Prodigies, written by Ann Hulbert, and Earphones winner read by Kirsten Potter. It's available from Random House Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next personal growth review is A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World. It's written by John Stonestreet with Brad Kunkel, and it's an Earphones winner read by Jim Dennison. Jim Dennison narrates this guide to engaging the world with Christian urgency. The work is part apologetic and part field manual, and Dennison walks the fine line between reading the narrative and calling for action with skill and care. With his smooth pace and strong, even voice, the listener will not become bored at any point as the authors peel back layer upon layer to reveal a biblically sound worldview. The book of this importance needs just such a robust voice as Dennison's. Providing credibility to the entire audio experience, he delivers the goods as he reads this much-needed book. Terry Delaney wrote that review of A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World. It's written by John Stonestreet and Brett Kunkel. It's an Earphones winner, read by Jim Dennison, and it's available from Dreamscape for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, How to Free Yourself and Your Family from a Lifetime of Clutter. It's written by Margareta Magnusson, read by Juliet Stevenson. Swedes who declutter thinking of the future have a word for it, death cleaning. This practical book, narrated persuasively and gently by the golden-voiced Juliet Stevenson, takes the sting from the title and replaces it with pragmatic truth. We are all leaving the planet, and if we don't deal with our clutter sooner or later, someone else will have to. Making a powerful case for tackling the task sooner, better for us and for loved ones, the audiobook somehow makes the prospect of such cleaning more uplifting and less overwhelming. Recounting the author's tips and anecdotes from her own death cleanings for departed loved ones and herself, Stevenson sounds like she's reading a charming story and captures all the poignant humor and wisdom of this book. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, How to Free Yourself and Your Family from a Lifetime of Clutter. It's written by Margareta Magnusson, and it's read by Juliet Stevenson. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 2.5 hours of unabridged listening. Now we'll go to Thomas Walken for a while, and we will do Learning by Ear. And his subject this month is what it feels like to be a parent. Most people I talk with have fond memories of the years they spent raising children. It felt great to love these little ones with such intensity and to feel that consuming sense of responsibility for their journey into adulthood. Now that I'm a grandparent, I can tell you it's even more fun when you're not the primary care provider and don't feel that pressure to do something when things aren't going well. My responsibilities now are to give unwanted advice to the parents and to hide my judgment when I see they are doing something wrong. Two of the audios heard for this issue struck a chord with a part of me that misses being overprotecting and pushing my children to astounding achievements. In her enlightening audio, Achtung Baby, author Sarah Zaski describes with appealing sensitivity the shock she felt upon moving to Germany and raising two small children in a culture where children go to daycare early, learn from their mistakes, and are not overmanaged. To Americans, it looks like neglect. But German children are turning out okay, no? The other audio that spoke to me was Enough As She Is, a gentle, well-organized reminder that pushing young women to achieve or compete is less important than creating space for them to discover for themselves what it makes to feel alive and fulfilled. These and the other audiobooks we heard for this issue offer more than just advice, and that is the key to their being so powerful. With top-shelf readings that connect us to the author's experiences and worldviews, they offer a satisfying immersion into ways of being a parent that can feel better and work better for parents and children. Good listening and bon courage, says Thomas Walken. Born to be Wild is our first review in Learning by Ear by Jess Shatkin, read by the author. The author, an adolescent psychiatrist with a public health degree, writes and narrates with extraordinary clarity. With his natural cadence and confident tone, he sounds earnest and personal, but never too eager to persuade. Most remarkable is the way his writing weaves well-paced personal stories with observations and research that make up the bulk of the audio's broad-based and satisfying payload. He says that instead of trying to change an adolescent's desire to explore and take risks, we can help them acquire the essential skills of being effective in their endeavors and regulating their emotions. His perspective on these matters sounded at once informed, empowering, and calming. With his audible wisdom making this an easy audio to hear and absorb, it's a must-listen for parents who are struggling in any way with their teenagers. And that review was by Thomas Walken, Born to be Wild, written and read by Jess Shatkin, available from Penguin Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged. And the remaining four reviews I'm about to read for you in the Learning by Ear section are all written by Tom Walken. Here's the review of Enough as She Is by Rachel Simmons, read by Emily Durant. An educator in leadership development for girls at Smith College offers a sobering look at the pressure they feel to get the best credentials and jobs, have perfect bodies, keep up with their peers sexually, and feel good about themselves. Delivering Rachel Simmons's moving research summaries and case studies, narrator Emily Durant breezes through all the phrasing challenges and adds fitting pathos to the author's message. She also captures the compassionate tone of the author's insights, drawn from interviews with 96 girls ages 15 to 24 and the variety of parents and parental figures. But at the heart of this accessible audio is the author's advice, offered in the form of ingredients necessary for girls to feel confident, happy, resilient, and worthy just as they are. Written and delivered with memorable impact, this is a must-hear guide for anyone entrusted with the development of young women. That was a review of Enough as She Is. It's written by Rachel Simmons, read by Emily Durant. It's available from Harper Audio for 9 hours unabridged. Next, we have No More Mean Girls, written and read by Katie Hurley. The cruel and competitive behavior we used to see among high school girls is now appearing in elementary school, says a clinical social worker therapist who narrates her audiobook with good clarity and reasonable vocal appeal. She attributes this trend to unfiltered exposure to negative TV models and the unbridled aggression so ubiquitous on social media. Young girls are also getting involved in social hierarchies sooner and without the emotional skills needed to keep their balance. Hurley shares inspiring stories of how young girls can learn to express themselves more clearly and stand up for themselves and others. These stories and the author's accessible insights will give listeners hope that there is a path for helping our daughters know themselves more positively, resist competing for status, and navigate social traps with more resilience. That was a review of No More Mean Girls, written and read by Katie Hurley. It's available from Penguin Audio for 8.25 hours, unabridged. Our next review is Achtung, Baby. It's written and read by Sarah Zosky. American writer Sarah Zosky reads her fascinating book on contemporary German parenting with friendly confidence and a delightful curiosity about her discoveries while raising two young children in Berlin. She's a sensitive observer of culture with a good grasp of history, so she gives everything a pleasing context without distracting from her message. When parents worry less about protecting, controlling, and keeping kids occupied with gadgets, their kids turn out just fine. She found that German parents don't buy America's obsession with attachment, Children start preschool early there, and have little anxiety about children traveling independently, exploring outdoors, and learning by trial and error. Zaski's gift for narrative and her keen observations about German and American parenting make this a refreshing, eye-opening audio for those raising young children. And that was a review of Achtung, Baby, written and read by Sarah Zaski, available from Macmillan Audio for 8 hours, unabridged. And finally, in the Learning by Ear segment, we have The Art of Screen Time. It's written and read by Anya Kamenetz. Author Anya Kamenetz narrates with both chatty enthusiasm and the measured determination of someone who's serious about her message. Her appealing vocal personality makes it easy for listeners to absorb the research she cites about how TV, personal computers, and smartphones impact child development and family life. Writing with a good ear for narrative flow, she also keeps her listeners close by connecting her practical suggestions to her own parenting experiences and those of the many other parents she interviewed. Her major conclusions are that moderation with screens is important, especially for kids with emotional or social handicaps, and that empowering their devices can be healthy for children if it involves other people and doesn't crowd out other ways of interacting with the world at large. And that was a review of The Art of Screen Time. It's written and read by Anya Kamenetz, and it's available from Machette Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged. Those reviews were all written by Thomas Walken in his segment, Learning by Ear. Now we'll turn our attention back to personal growth, and our next review is The Danger Within Us, America's untested, unregulated medical device industry and one man's battle to survive it. It's written and read by Gene Lenzer. Oil worker Dennis Fagan's war against health industry practices began with deadly seizures, linked ironically to the device implanted to ease his epilepsy. Journalist Gene Lenzer traces all the obstacles he encountered in trying to correct this problem, in the process revealing the lack of oversight in the medical device industry. Lenzer reads her investigation with passion, making it a call for reform of the healthcare system. She voices contempt for revolving door regulatory agencies with close ties to industry and praise for independent researchers. Lenzer's compassion for Fagan and others affected is clear in her voice. She stresses that medical devices, such as those intended for HELP or eye lens replacement, for hip or eye lens replacement, can be necessary, but shows the need to weigh the dangers and benefits carefully. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The Danger Within Us, America's untested, unregulated medical device industry, and one man's battle to survive it. It's written and read by Gene Lenzer, available from Machette Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Wisdom of Sundays, life-changing insights from Super Soul Conversations. It's written by Oprah Winfrey, read by the author and others. Oprah Winfrey's passionate delivery and the wisdom of her Super Soul Sunday television guests overflow with exuberance. Oprah has gathered the best advice from her award-winning inspirational series and produced it on audio. The work is divided into 10 chapters, each of which captures a pivotal moment in the shaping of Oprah's spiritual awareness by some of the most well-known cultural influences of our time. Through Oprah's impeccable interviewing skills, visionaries such as Tony Robbins, Eckhart Tolle, and Elizabeth Gilbert share valuable teachings about mindfulness, the human ego, and forgiveness. In Oprah's introduction and throughout each chapter, it's fully clear how motivated she is to reach her listening audience. The excitement and intention in her voice are inspirational in themselves. Denise Zajkowski wrote that review of The Wisdom of Sundays, Life-Changing Insights from Super Soul Conversations, written by Oprah Winfrey, read by Oprah Winfrey and others, available from Macmillan Audio for 5 hours of unabridged listening. And finally, today we have In Pursuit of Memory, The Fight Against Alzheimer's by Joseph Gibelli, read by Thomas Judd. Joseph Gibelli's interest in Alzheimer's research is personal. He recalls his grandfather's struggle with memory loss as he looks into the history of the illness and developments in the field. Thomas Judd's narration reflects that personal concern, keeping listeners interested through the tangles of study results and shifts in research budgets. Listeners will want to stay with the work until they get to the recent hopeful developments. Gibelli adds humanity to the story whenever possible, even taking a dementia test himself. He also takes listeners on a tour of a Swedish home for elderly dementia patients and describes patients' struggle with simple tasks. Everyone ages, and Gibelli makes the health of aging minds an intriguing and relevant topic. James A. Stewart wrote that review of In Pursuit of Memory, The Fight Against Alzheimer's. It's written by Joseph Gibelli, read by Thomas Judd, available from Machette Audio for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we will have our brand new June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. As usual, filled with reviews, interviews, highlights, and spotlights of many of your favorite authors, narrators, and audiobook genre. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.